Okay, we're in Rambam Hilchos Brachos Parakei. We're dealing with the halachas of Zimun, and we left off with halacha Zayin. So in halacha Zayin, the Rambam explains that, literally just quoting the Gemara, Nashim v'avadim uktanim ein mizamnin alein ava mizamnin la'atzman. So this is a famous halacha. For those who go through the sukkah, there's a tension in the Gemara about what exactly this means, but as the Rambam interprets it, so women, avadim and ketanim, so you cannot make a zimun with them, meaning they can't be critical in creating the zimun. Avam mizam la'atzon, they can make their own zimun on their own. So he's going to explain what that means. Velotei chabura shel nashim v'anu ketanim v'nei hapritzos, and you should not have a zimun together only of nashim vavadam ketanim because of pritzos, which some rishonim extrapolate to mean that in forming a zimun itself, men and women shouldn't combine. Aval nashim mizamnos la'atzman, o avadim la'atzman, levash lo yizam de b'shem. So women can make their own zimun as well as avadim, as long as they don't do the other berachas zimun, which is with baruch elokeinu shachan mishalo. So they, since they can't form a minyan, That zimun can never emerge. Androgynous mizamen lamino ve'ena mizamen lo nashim lo nashim neshu safek. Okay, so when it comes to someone who has who's androgynous, who has both genitalia, so they can mizamen to their own men, meaning to another androgynous, but not to women or anashim because they're in safek. And tumtum ena mizamen klal. And if someone has neither genitalia, they can't be involved in zimun at all. Okay, now comes the last part here, which is important. Katan hayodea lemi mevarchin. So, but if you have a katan, meaning in the first case in the Rambam brings down, when he refers to a katan, he's really referring to a katan that's younger than age of chinuch. But if you have a katan, hayodea lemi mevarchin, so meaning that he knows who he's making a bracha to, so that's already, let's say, advanced chinuch age, mizamen olav, so he can be included as part of a zimun. Ve'af apish who could ben sheva, could ben shmona, even if he's 7 or 8 years old, okay? So the Rambam paskins, and this is not really done today, certainly not in the Ashkenazi world, but it's clear the halacha, as brought down from the Gemara, is that a child who's 7 or 8, who understands what a bracha is, you can make a zimun with him. So if you have two men over bar mitzvah, and they have a katan, they're able to make a zimun with them. As you'll see, a similar idea applies by a minyan as well. Well, mistarif bein the minyan shlosha bein the minyan asar lezamen alav. Okay, and it doesn't matter whether it's a minion of 3 in the zimun or 10, he can be included. And of course, v'ha'akum ein mizamen alav. But by goy, you can't make a zimun. You can't create a zimun with him. So the key point that Rambam's getting at here is that you cannot. While women certainly can make their own zimun, and many learn they should make their own zimun, you can't create a zimun between men and women. Meaning, if there's two men and one woman, they couldn't create a zimun according to the Rambam. But if there was two men and a katan, the katan knows who he's being mivarech to, so then it would be appropriate for to include the katan. So again, nashim, again, just to emphasize in lachazayin, women can make their own zimun. They cannot combine with men to create a zimun. Children, though, can be included to make a zimun, and they should be included, according to the Rambam. Okay, now, not getting past the people, now we're going to get more into specifically the food situations. Okay, so in halacha ches, the Rambam explains, right? So you only make a zimun with someone who ate a kazayas of bread or more. Okay, so zimun can only emerge, because remember, midor raisa, right? That's what the raisa chiyav can only emerge from a kazayas. Okay, less than that, the question of benching goes, whether there's no idea bracha chorna if it's less than a kazayas. So therefore, shiva sh'achlu pas, u'shlosha achlu imayin, yerek otzir, so now, if 7 people eat bread, this question comes up all the time. If 7 people eat bread and 3 people eat anything else, okay, they don't have to eat mizonos, anything else, okay, they can be mitzarif to what it called to the 10, meaning together they can go ahead and say baruch elokeinu shachan mishalo. So the 3, even though they didn't eat bread at all, they can be mitzarif to form the minyan. As long as the person benching, right, is someone who ate bread. But if 6 ate pot, ate bread and 4 ate a vegetable, okay, That's not considered Rove. That's Nicker, okay, which went to the sugya a while ago, but because Rove should mean six, but Nicker means that it has to be obvious that the majority ate bread. So the rule of thumb is that if seven ate bread and three did not, they could still be mitzarif together to form the minion by Zimun. But Medvar Morin Basara. But this only applies by 10 and not by 3. By 3, all 3 have to be eating a pas. This is Machlokas Rishonim. But what the Rambam basically is learning is that when it comes to the Zimun of Asara, the Zimun of Asara is built off of the Zimun of Shlosha. So you first need the Zimun of Shalosh in place, okay, which requires everyone to have eaten pas. And then you could build off of it the Zimun of Asara. It's like you already had like the basic Zimun. So now the Asara is like the bonus Zimun. So there, that's why the rules, according to the Rambam, are more lenient, and you can include even someone who eats a vegetable, as long as the majority of the Asara, the clear majority of the Asara, ate bread. Now, halachatas. Now, shnayim sha'achlu, there's another issue the Gemara takes up, because the language of the Gemara is that two people who ate bread together, it's reshus to do zimun. So the way the Rambam learns that is that shnayim sha'achlu v'gamru mula'achol u'bash li'shi v'achol. Okay, so let's say two ate bread. They finish eating, okay, and then a third comes along and starts eating, okay. Im yicholin le'achol imo kol shehu, if they're able to eat even the smallest amount with that third person, v'afilu mishar ochlim mitzarif yiman, then you can have a tziruf, okay. So what do you call it? So tziruf can still emerge, or even if the two people have finished eating, okay, as long as there could be some semblance of a tziruf, some type of expression of eating together, the zimun can form. And that's also an important halacha. This often happens where you and a friend are eating together, you're getting towards the end of your meal, and then a third person comes along. That person can be mitzarif to your zimun. Now, chacham gadol shemesubin, hu shemivarach l'kulan, api shelo ba ela b'achrona. And in general, I mean, it's funny he brings this halacha in here now, but in general, it's a rule of thumb that the chacham of the three, in other words, the most knowledgeable person of the group, should be the person to bench for everybody. Okay, even if he came in at the end. And that's a general rule of thumb. The Chacham Gadol should be the one to be benching for everybody. Now, to be fair, the Rambam is, the Rambam refers to Chacham Gadol, most likely the Chacham Gadol is going to be the person who actually knows benching by heart. Because recall, they didn't have benchers or sidurim to read benching out of. So the likelihood is the Chacham Gadol, it's not just an issue of kavod, it's also probably a practical issue, that he was the only one who knew benching in its entirety to say it out loud. Okay, halacha yud, another important halacha. Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad. Now, three people come to eat together as one, einan rishayin l'chalik. Okay, so if three of us get together to have a meal and we wash, okay, we cannot then bench on our own. You can't do that. V'chein arba v'chein chamisha. Right, so if it's between 3 to 5, once we sit down to eat together, we're, so to speak, bound to each other. We must, we must bench together. We cannot separate. Okay, v'shisha. Now again, that's shlosha she'achlu ke'echad. That doesn't mean if I'm sitting on a table and you happen to come along, and another person happen to come along. This is where we, in a sense, we had das to eat together. Okay, v'shisha yesh lahem l'chalik ad asara. But if there are six who ate together, okay, so then they can split up into smaller groups. Because again, if you have six, right, so then let's say you could split up into one three group, and each one could do their own zimun up to 10. And again, Masar Labala, Ainam Sham the Khalakat Esrim. And same thing again, now once you hit the 10 point, okay, from 10 to 19, you cannot split up because then you'll lose, one of them is going to lose out on Baruch Elokeinu Shulchan Mishaloh. So you have to wait until you get to 20 to be able to do that. Shekolzman, Sheyechlaku, Batia, Berkas, Azimon, the Cholchel, Vechela, Kazimon, Akol, Yeshlem, Lechalik. Right, so as long as you can simulate the proper Zimon that you were originally part of, then it's okay to split up. And that's also a general rule of thumb. Okay, Lachid Aleph. Now, there's many different ways to read this halacha, so I'll just pick one of them, but it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Shlosha b'nei adam shabao mishlosh chabura shal shlosha. Shlosha, einam rishon l'chalik. All right, so let's say there are three people, okay? Each person eats in his own zimun of, own group of three, okay? So you have A, B, and C. A is eating with two other people. B is eating with two other people. And C is eating with two other people. And A, B, and C, right, leave, okay? Well, let's say they come together after being part of those three zimuns, okay? V'im kvar zimun kol echav echav mehen b'chabura shalo Rishon Lechale. If they are ready, what do you call it? If they are ready benched, then of course, when they come together, they could split up again. I mean, if they ate again, they could split up. And they won't be chayav in a new zimun because they already were part of a zimun. Of course, pas and this is the other key point. If three people come together to eat bread, okay, even if, each person is eating on their own, they wouldn't be able to separate out. Which means, okay, what does shlosh shlosh yashvu lechol pas mean? It means that if we're relying on one person to make a motzi for everybody, whereas once that takes place, so now the tziruf emerges, right? And now there's no mechanism to split up that chabura. Now, lach yud beis is a good question because that takes up the issue of, I mean, you could even argue somewhat to being in a restaurant. Shtei chaburo shayu oklum bayis echad. So let's say you have two groups that are eating in one house, okay? Bizman shemiksasan roen, elu as elu, mitstarfin lezimun echad. So when one, as long as one, okay, as long as some of one group can see the other group, then they can mitstarf together as a zimun. Ve'im lav, elu mizan l'atzam, elu mizan l'atzam. But if they can't see each other, so then we can say they're discrete groups, and therefore they cannot, each one is mizaman on their own. This halacha, by the way, plays out by the Korban Pesach. So if you look at the end of Gemara and Pesachim, so the idea of Shtei Chaburos and being able to see each other plays a big role in the halachas of Korban Pesach. Vimei Shamish Echa B'neim, let's say there's a waiter who's serving both. Shehu Holech M'Shamish M'Chaburazu L'Chaburazu. Mitztarf in the Zimun Echad. Okay, then they give you Mitztarf together as one. Afa Pishein Mixas Eilu Ruan Eilu. Right, V'hu Sheyishmu Shtein Kol Divrei HaMivar Echa B'ir. As long as they can all hear the one person benching out loud. So it's interesting that today you can make a compelling argument based on this halacha that any time you're at a kosher restaurant, right, and everyone's, let's say, washing, and they all can see each other, you could make an argument that everyone could be mitzarif together to bench. It's not actually done today, and most people say, because there's never any das to begin with of anyone to eat together, right? But if you take the Rambam at his word, right, you can make a good argument that if all of us were together in a restaurant, we should bench together as one, since we definitely satisfy all the requirements that Rambam lays out. Okay, halacha yud gimel. Now shlosha sheachlu v'yatsa echa mehen l'shuk. Okay, let's say three people are eating together, and one person gets up to leave. Okay, he wants to go to the market. Karen lo. Okay, they call out to him. Kadeshi chaven lishmoa mashahein omrim umizamin ala v'hu b'shuk v'yotsi dechavasa. So as long as what they do is they call out to him. Pay attention and listen to what they're doing, okay? And then they make a zimun, okay? And he could be in the shuk, and he could be fulfill his requirement. Meaning, so in other words, he could be yotze his chi of zimun even though he hasn't benched yet. Okay, so this is the one exception where if he's on his way out, so in order again, he has to hear the birkas zimun part. But when it comes back home, he can go ahead and then bench on his own. But you can't include when it comes to 10, since that's the bonus zimun. If one guy leaves, okay, you can't be mizamin on him. But if you have three people eating together, okay, there is an idea where in this one unique situation where one person, and the Gemara goes into more detail what the circumstance is, but if he decides he needs to leave to go to the market, so he has to still be able to hear he still have to go back and, or he has to hear the birkas hazimun, but then when he goes back home, he still would have to bench on his own. Okay, now halacha yadalad, in a similar fashion, shlosha sha'achlu ke'echad, v'kadam echa mehenu birach la'atzmo. Okay, let's say three people eat together, and one person decides to bench on his own. Okay, he decides he just wants to bench on his own. Mizamin alav, he could still be included in zimun. The yatsu ashnai midei chovas zimun, right? Vehu lo yatsav zimun zeh shein zimun l'mafreya. So you could still, even though one guy benched, you could still do birkas zimun, but the guy who benched on his own, right, would not be yotze his zimun. Okay, so you can't do zimun l'mafreya, meaning once he benched, so now he can't now on his own, he can't be yotze birkas zimun. But the other ones, what do you call, would be yotze their zimun. Yes, Ron. Okay, now, like I mentioned before, in Lachat Tesvav, Shnaim She'achu Ke'echad, Now, if two people eat together, kol echa vecha mevarach la'atzma. And that's an important idea because you shouldn't confuse, even though two eating together is reshus, okay, what we don't paskin that you should do it, because you should recognize that that birkas azima is not shemei ka'ona, okay? And that's a misconception people have, because if it were, then it would be no problem of having two people eat bread together, one being motzi the other one, okay? So when two people eat bread together, they should bench on their own. However, v'imhaya echa ben yodea v'echad in yodea. However, this is where you could rely on shemei ka'ona. If one person doesn't know how to bench, and the other person does, then zesh yodea mevarach b'kol ram. So the person who knows benching will bench out loud. And the second will answer amen after each bracha and his yotzei his chiyuv. Okay, so again, when two people eat bread, certainly today, when two people eat together bread, they should not one should not bench for the other. Okay, shemei ka'ona is only only allowed to be used if it's a situation where what do you call it, where you have no choice, where one person doesn't know how to bench. Okay. Ubein mevarach la'aviv, right? So a son can bench for his father. The eved mevarach la'rabo, and a servant can be mevarach to his bench for his master. V'isha mevarachas la'baila, okay? Don't worry, he's going to qualify this in a second. A wife can be mevarach for her husband. V'yotzinei chavasan, okay? And she can fulfill her husband his obligation. Don't worry, you'll see. It's not quite what we think. Ava amru chachamim tavo me'era l'misha ishto mevana mevarachan lo. But the Chachamim say it's a curse to a person, to a man, to have his wife or kids fulfill his obligation of benching. But one second, how can a woman fulfill the obligation of benching for her husband? So the Rambam says, Lacha tazayim, b'med v'ar amurim, she'yatzni chavasim v'izman she'achlu v'lo savu, she'en chayav v'levarach v'dirvei sofrim. It's only where, let's say, the guy had a kezias, but he didn't have enough bread to, or enough of the meal to reach a state of svia, of satiation. So it's a derabbanan benching. So in a derabbanan situation, since a woman's chayev, since she's chayev misafek, so she's able to she's chayev midoraisa misafek, but midorabbanan she's certainly chayev. So her chayev derabbanan in that situation is equal to the man's. Lefikach motzino son katan o eved o isha midei chavasam. Aval im achal b'sava shu chayev birkas demazom minatara. Right, but if it's if he hit the point of doraisa, okay. So again, the rule of thumb is that only if the chiyuv is equal, that's when one person can be motzi the other. But if there's a if there's an inequality, meaning if there's a deraisa and a derabanan, so then it won't work. Okay, halacha yud zayin, hanichnas eitzel acherim umatzam mevarachim berachas hazimun. So if someone comes, to others, he enters into a scene where people are benching, okay, they're doing Birkas HaZimun. Imatz HaMevarech, right, if he sees the Mevarech, meaning if they're starting to bench, Omer Nevarech, right, if he hears him say, Nevarech Shachanim Shalo, he should answer, Hu Ona Baruch Hu Mevarech. So if you're at a meal and you're not eating at all, and they start benching, you should answer after Nevarech Shachanim Shalo, Baruch Hu Mevarech. And if he hears them saying Baruch Shachanim Shalom, he should answer Amen to that as well. Okay? All right, I need to stop here. I apologize.